exhaust artificial insemination when the donor is someone other than us. And there is only one answer to this, that is Osa Midrash. Now, if the donor is known to be Jew, so then there are two Yisur. First of all, the Yisur of Kimolor is Imo, and then the Yisur of Kimaisir is Israel, is Asu. And Noshim Amsololi Zubizu comes within the Yisur. And what is Noshim Amsololi Zubizu? So the Ribbon says, Shemachlik Shechvazer Ashechibun Balayan. Thesis is another pshat, but thesis is not Chilik. And the Ribbon, that this comes within the lab of Kimaisir is Israel. Thesis only holds that even a lesser degree of perversion also comes within. Shafshefes Nakus and Zebezu also comes within it. But Machlifi Shechvazera Shekibun Balayan certainly comes within the love of Tomasi Eretz Yisrael Mitzat. In other words, it's a mixer because it's a perversion, it's an abomination. Like Ish Nisalish, Ish Nisalish, or Ish Nisalish Anoshim, so this is also an abomination, a perversion. So there is no Shaila that it's Osa. There couldn't be any Heta. Now, the next question that arises, can artificial dissemination be resorted to between husband and wife when the Yisho is an Ida? And can the Zera, is it permissible to introduce the Zera into the womb of the Yisho while the Yisho is an Ida? Now in the Marsham, in the Tshuve, so he says after Esther Shonim and they didn't have any children, so then he's disposed to be Nekil, but he cannot be Matia, he says, that it be done while she is an Ida. That's what Masham said. He doesn't go into details. Oh, one second. Yeah, oh, well, it's a big difference. There it's extremely remote possibility. No. So insofar as Eskimo or Zimo is concerned, so we do not abide by any clothing of Vadai, like Rob, Svekse, Yechazok. In other words, any possibility of Molo or Zimo comes within the Issa. But for a woman, Bishatni Doso, to sleep on the sheet of the husband, so this is highly unlikely. And we do not have, there is an Issa, so we do not have to be Cheshire on the basis of Rob. I mean, after all, we go Basarov in Kolater Kule, and this is a muted Rishriach, so we certainly don't have to be chayshis. But with Davi Molor Zimo, so we have to be chayshis even for the remotest possibility. But not with Davi any other Yisurim. There we can abide by all. That's what he says. He doesn't go into details. Now, what Isha could there be? I mean, undoubtedly she wouldn't be either the Issa of Nidah. I mean, there's no beer. There wouldn't be any Issa of Nidah. But I found in the Medrash Nosse, and it's remarkable that the Marsham mentions it, I mean, without even discussing it. Because he thought, I mean, that it doesn't even require Ayas. That this is not the proper thing while she's in it. Of course, many times the problem arises in connection with women who have to conceive before the appearance. And this is exactly the reason as to why doctors do advise artificial insemination to such women. Now, if it is osir, so that problem could not be solved. But maybe it could. Now, someone gave out a little book or a pamphlet. Hoyish v'chazeinoi. About the chazeinis. I don't know whether any one of you saw it. Hoyish chazeinoi. So there it is mentioned, that it's in the Sefer of the Chazanish, it's not mentioned. But there it's mentioned, I don't know who wrote it. There it's mentioned that the Chazanish passed that artificial dissemination be not employed when the woman is in it. Now, I just want to mention, someone asked me yesterday what Tshuva in Divrei Malchiyot is. It is Tshuva Kufzayin.
Kufzayin.
Now, the Medrash Nosei, and the Parsha Seif. So, there it says, Medrash Rabbi. V'kach ksiv oyo machnecho kodesh. Shalohoyu shalohiyah bineyem. Bin Yisrael, Mamzerim v'loinei l'lodim shaloi b'gushim. V'kishin HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachid shmei aleihem, v'inu nisayon b'milchom. And that was the mockery of the Marsham. It said that it cannot be done while she's in Yisrael. Why? Of course there is no Yisabiyah, there is no Yisanidah. But there is a special mitzvah of Royo Machnech HaKadosh, that the Jew is not supposed to have a child, a Mamzer, even if it will be done, beheder. Even if it will be done, beheder. So, and he's not supposed to have a child that is Nila Shaloi B'Gush. Now what does it mean? If he has a child that will be Ben Amido, he will be a Ben Amido. And he'll be called Pogum, even though the Shem Pogum that the Ben Amido has no practical significance. I mean, there's no Isuri. But he still has a Shem Pogum, a Ben Amido. So if someone who is a Ben Amido is certainly called Nila Shaloi B'Gush. So it comes within the Yisra of Ohoyo Machnech HaKadosh, in Parshat. But, so that seems to imply... That's right. V'fishin HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachid shmoy aleihem, v'in misayin b'mulchomo, kino HaKadosh Baruch Le'Avraham Avinu, v'nosati l'chol darech l'achrecho aseret v'derecho, l'isi zera sheyir miyuches achrecho,
There's
something else.
One at a time in
Bulgarian. Yeah.
The wise question.
Now, if in other words, let's say that would have a bearing upon artificial destination, what is don't know, is someone other than the father. I mean, but that is also an account of other Yisurim, more serious Yisurim than that. But the Medrash mentions shelo yiu b'neiem mamzerim v'lo nilodim shelo b'gush. It's obvious, non-pollution doesn't mean that he shouldn't be born either. Do we have to resort to Royo Machnech HaKadosh? It means even without beer. So there is a nisya not to have a nilat shelo b'gush. So it appears that it is also there to resort to sexual dissemination while the woman is a nido. Now,
why do you say that Nolodim Shalodik Dusha is not a royal nido? That is artificial insemination.
We don't
need any raya for a mamzer either.
What?
When you say the whole raya is that we don't need anything to tell us that the boil shall...
So when the Medrash says, Roy Machnecho Kodesh, Shalodiyya B'neiya Mamzerim, the Medrash doesn't mean that he shouldn't be boal alvo, or that the Yisrael should not take a mamzer.
Anyway,
that's also anyway. It means he can have a mamzer
in
without any Yisabir. Right. For example, let's say, if the don't know is a mamzer, the don't know is a mamzer. So then it will be that Yisabir, it'll be either. Beer, if you know, it's no beer, of course not.
Beer.
What kind of a bee is it? It's no bee. It's no bee. He doesn't do anything. I mean, the one that does the work is the doctor. I mean, and it's no bee. Yeah. So, I mean, of course not. So does that mean that problem, there is no solution to that problem when a woman can conceive? But she can conceive only within certain periods. And if she has to wait until she's out of the deen,
would that be better? Would that conclude that she would be
able to? After all this, this is the reise where you mach nechokodish. And this has nothing to do with the Isanit. That's just an Indian of Shaloyia Bineya Mamzir and Lulim Lodim Shaloyidush. Now, Mida Reise, so in Mida, can be taken after 7 days. And even if she continues bleeding for all the 7 days, so after the 7 days, she can be taken less and she's in terms. But the Chachomim Momisake, in the Takone of Rebbe Besodeis, and also the Takone of Rebzeire, that's in other words that the Bas Yisrael, even if she sees in the Yemei Nido, so she must count Zaynikin. She must count Zaynikin. And then we have the Chumre, that's Mitzad Minik, the 5 days over and above the Zaynikin. But of course, even without the Chumre of 5 days, so, but Minik Gemore, Mitzad Hakones Rebbe, so she has to observe Zaynikin. So Mimele, and the woman usually bleeds at least for 3 days. So it's more or less the same. But with the Reise, she can be developed immediately after the 7 days. And even if she bleeds all the 7 days. Now, the Chachomim were misake in Rebbe and Rebbe Zeire were misake in the Takone of Zayinikin. So of course, insofar as the Isafi of Nid is concerned, so with the Rabbonon, if let's say with the husband has cohabitation with the wife who was stable after the Shivas, he may need to do so, but before the Zaynikin, without the Zaynikin, so the behavior is needed in the Rabbanon. There is no doubt about it. There is a behavior is needed. But insofar as the blood is concerned, that a Ben Nido is called the problem. So a Ben Nido is called the problem. But where she is not in Nido Midaraise, just the Isia of Zaynikin, so she, the blood is not even Nido. It's like Konech Chachomim, it's Exeire. So it's in respect to the Isab Bia, so it's an Isab Bia, it's an Isab Nido Mir Rabbanon. But when we consider the question is whether the blood is a Benido or not, whether it's a pogum, whether it had a Shem pogum or not, so if she was not in, if she was Tiveles after the Zayin in Nido, even though she did not count the Zayin Kinim, so then the blood is not a Benido. So the Mele that is there, of Chaloniya Bnei Mamzirim Vlodim Shaloi Bigdushe wouldn't apply to a case where the woman was Tiveles after the Zayin Nido. So that will mean that if artificial insemination is resorted to between husband and wife, so then she'll have to be tabled twice. In other words, first and if let's say the reason as to why she has to do it is because if she waits till after Zayin Nido, so then she won't be able to conceive. So then she'll have to be tabled once after the Zayin Nido. And of course the Baal, the husband, will be also. I mean, will not be allowed even to touch her. But before the semen is introduced into her womb, she'll have to be tabled after Zayin Nido. So then they won't be able to the Yisair of Hoyo Mach Nechopat. Now there is another question that is involved. Now it's Osa, definitely Osa. There is no doubt whether the donor is someone other than her. But suppose it was done. And because the halacha, there is a takonas chachomim that one is not allowed to be nisei to marry a miuberes chavira. And he's not allowed to marry her until the muberes chavira will give birth to the child and 24 months will have passed. Takonas chachomim. Now, why the chachomim is sake? So muberes chavira, the term is shelo yazik liblad shastashmish. Because I mean, the tadakas today also say, I mean, that sometimes there is a risk for the woman, for the blood. So the Gemara says, so when it's his own son, so the husband is allowed because he's worried about his own child. But Muberes Chavira is not concerned whether anything will happen to the Uber Chavira or not. So Mila, the Chachomim Momisakein, that one is not allowed to marry Muberes Chavira. In other words, a widow who is a Muberes, so he's not allowed to marry, or a divorcee who is a Muberes, so no one is allowed to marry her. Until, what is it? That's Muberes Chavira. And then the Nefes Chavira, if she gave birth to a child, he's not allowed to marry either. That's because maybe the Cholov will be Necha. So in case of his own child, so he'll take all the means to do something so that the cholov should be good. But if the baby is somebody else's, so he won't care whether the baby has the proper milk or not. So in other words, out of consideration for the baby, so the chachomim won't say. Anyway, that's the time. I mean, we're not to analyze the time. The chachomim won't say. But it's a nisa. It's a nisa the rabbanon. And the chachomim made that nisa so strict that if he did marry Mubarak Nekes Chaveirei, he is mechuyev to divorce. That's the aloha. Now, so the question arises, if, let's say, it was done, if the donor is someone other than the husband, it was done already, and she can see if the husband allowed to live with her. Maybe he's to divorce her, and then if, when the baby is 24 months old, he'll have to remarry her. Of course, if that will be the law, so they won't do it. Now, the Birkei Yosef says, and so I'm dead, there is a machlekes.
But before you go on, there's a question in my mind with regard to the actual problem of the shayla. In many cases, when they introduce the semen of a donor, they also mix it with the semen of the husband.
That's it, that's a fake. That's to receive the husband.
That's right.
Doctors, unfortunately. Right. Some doctors are real criminals, and they only do it to deceive the husband. That's all.
Would this have any bearing on the halakha part of this problem?
I read an article about it, that this is just pure deception. Because the husband, many husbands, would protest against it. I can't understand how any husband can tolerate such a situation. But so the doctors tell the husband that the semen of the donor will be mixed with the semen of the husband. But the semen of the husband, if it's used, just to appease the husband, but just deception. This is criminal deception.
In other words, it has no bearing on this shayla.
In other words, the Ian of Zevi Zegirim will have no bearing.
I don't mean it. So I meant inside my neck is Chavero, perhaps.
This is deception, pure and simple. This is a criminal thing for which the doctors could be prosecuted. But Many doctors do it. And this is the means whereby they prevail upon the husband to agree to it. Now, so in such a case where the woman is tivelis after the Zayin Minigoso, so then they won't, so the vlad, so there'll still be a nisa needed with respect to beer. Yim drabon. But the vlad will not be considered as a problem. Even midrabon will not have a problem. So mele, the vlad will not be considered as nila chaloi bidushi. So then, under such circumstances, it would be mutter. So in other words, so the fact that it cannot be done while she is in nida will not interfere, because the main to so a woman is not likely to conceive anyway. The main to so. So when is a woman most likely to conceive after the main to so and within the zayinikim? So after you mean to do so, if she's developed, so then it can be introduced into her womb and there won't be any sir, but of course the woman herself will remain asur on the bylaw, and then she'll have to be developed again. She'll have to be developed again. Now, But at night Aninus Lailo is the Rabbanon, so by other kochim the Chachomim applied this halacha of Aninus Lailo. But Gabi Korban Pesach, in as much as if it's an Esse of Kores, so we need the Chachomim, Divreim Motin Kores. So it can be Machil the Korban Pesach for an Einen, because at night, when at the time of the Achille comes, so there will only be Aninus with the Rabbanon, so the Chachomim did not apply this halacha of Aninus the Rabbanon, Gabi Achille of Korban Pesach. We got the Achilah called Pesach, but we got the Achilah Sada Kochim. They did apply. So how can we, dispose of Elisa Rabbonon just because she wants to conceive? I mean, where is the header?
There's no way to tell you cannot.
You cannot, I mean. You cannot.
So why would...
There is, you see.
So why wouldn't this apply in the same thing with your artificial termination?
No, because by artificial dissemination,
there is no
Isabir. And even if it is done by Shastri Dosam Mamesh, there is still no Isabir. But it's only a mitzvah of Voyamachnecho Kodesh. In other words, one is Mechuyev, to avoid having a ben that is pogum, a ben that is Nilash Levigusha. So, where she was Tiveles Lachazayin in Nide, so true, there is an Isabir Abono only Gabi the Baal to be Boaleo. But the Vlad is not a pogum. So, Mele, if the woman conceives toich zayin kin, but after the zayin nida, after tefila, so then the vlad is milat bikdusha. So there won't be veya the yisera for you machnecha kodesh.
Even that's even if the baal boil her.
What happens if the baal is boiled?
She conceives the child through artificial dissemination. The baal himself is the donor, but it's not so be it.
And if it would be through Bia, it would be Tachalav Bahayamachnecha Kadosh after the Shiva.
I said to me, if it's Bia, so it's the Yisad Rabbonon of Nide.
But, and that's Pogam the Vlad.
No, the Vlad will not be Pogam, but he'll be with the Yisad. But Pogam, it does not have any practical significance. It's on the Shem Pogam, there's no Yisurim. He's Mutalovi Bikor. And if the Vlad is a girl, so he can't is allowed to marry her. But he has a Shem Pogam. Now the other question, whether the Vlad is 24 months old. So the Birkei Yosef says that if Nisabu Abambete, now all the Achredim, they don't talk of artificial dissemination, so they only talk of the Shaila of Nisabu Abambete. So the Birkei Yosef says that if Nisabu Abambete, so they have to be separated until the Vlad is 24 months old. The Avni Meluim is Simen Yudimu, he is Chelitan. And he says that when were the Chachomim Misaki, a din of Nuberes, Mekes Chavere, Yachili Abad, Echovdalet Chedesh, this is only if the Nisuin was the Isa. But if the Nisuin was the Heter, then there is no aloche of Chavdalet Chedesh. For example, the community between the Bogi Yosef and Avni Meluim is regard the case where, let's say, a nation's Yisroel was raped. So she's in terrible violence and Yusuf. But she came to Beres. Because the Baal has to be separated from her until the baby will be born, the baby will be 24 months old. So according to the Bogi Yosef, yes. According to Avni Meluim. So there is that query, I mean, to rely on there. And Avni Meluim is in the case where she was menso and she came Uberes, there is no din of outrage. Alright, so as far as that is concerned, so there is the shita of the Avni Meluim, according to which, when is there a din of Dalet Chedesh, only if the Nisuim was Nisa, but the Nisuim is Beheter, so that Akone, that Isa does not apply. Now, the next question that is involved is, let's say if it was done already, it's osa. But suppose it was done, they don't know someone other than the husband. And in most of these cases, they don't know, I mean the actual cases, they don't know is someone other than the husband. So, and it was done already, and the child is presented, is the child a mamzer or not? Now, if they don't know, is it goy? So of course it couldn't be a mamzer. Because we pass it, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, but we pass it, that Akum Abba Bas Yisroel, even if the Bas Yisroel is an Eshishi, so the Vlad is not a mom. But suppose the donor is a Jew. He's the Vlad a mom. Now, the Sheila Meshi, there's a Jew in Sheila Meshi, also about the Sabo Be'ambet, and the Eshishi in the Sabo Be'ambet. So the Sheila Meshi says, that the Vlad is a Vlad Kosher. The Vlad is a Vlad Kosher, even though the Anishish was the Sabo. And it's very mistaken that there's just no basis for saying that the Vlad would be a Mamza now. When is the Vlad a Mamza? The Vlad is a Mamza if it's a Bia for which there is Nisa Kores, except me. So even though there is a Kores, still the Vlad is Kosher. So the criterion whereby we determine whether the Vlad is a Mamza or not is is whether the being from which the blood resulted is an Issachores or is not an Issachores. So it's only Shayach if the woman conceives through a beer. But if the woman does not conceive through beer, so then how can it be a mamta? It's not an Issachores. That is a god. Now, someone wrote a cure that the blood is a mamta. The blood is a mamta. Why? So he said, because it's not the halacha that the avere of the bia asur affects the shem amzeus. This is the avere, the isa chorus of the bia, the chorus of the bia asur is only a simen. Is only a simen. Someone in Eretz Yisrael wrote that cure. He says that it's only a simen. In other words, if the father and the mother of the blood are so far removed from each other,
that if they would have
cohabitation, so there would be an Issachores. So any offspring of such a couple is a mamzer. It's only a simen. Well, the Shir Lashim says the contrary. Now, and it's not Mistabra, his argument. Now, if we want to assume, says that the body is a kosher.
Yeah,
but someone in Eretz Yisrael, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, wrote a shiur. So he says that the body is a mamzer. Why? Because the halacha that the body is a mamzer only from Chayovich Chises is only a simen. In other words, if the father and the mother are so removed from each other within that any cohabitation between them would be an Issachores. So then, the offspring of such a couple is a mamzer. No, it's mashma, it's not just a simen. But the mamzerus is affected by virtue of the Issachores of the being. And if she conceives not through bia, there is no maistavere of Issachores, then the vlad is not a mamzer. Because if we were to assume that the Issachores is only a simen of determining how far removed is one spouse from the other. So then it would follow. Now the Gemara says that the Fritas Azera can take 3 days. That's the Gemara. And we know that fertilization does not take place immediately after cohabitation. It takes some time. So it can take at any time from cohabitation till 3 days later. Till 3 days later. Now, suppose someone is born Ali Shishish. And at the time of the BA, she was an Shishish. But let's say an hour after this news, so she received the get from the husband. Doctors say that it's not even possible that fertilization should take place within an hour of cohabitation. It's not even possible. It must take at least an hour. Now suppose the get is she received the get half an hour after cohabitation. So that means that at the time of fertilization,
she was
in Pnuyo. What would the vlad be? Would the vlad be a mamzer or the vlad would not be a mamzer? No one mentions that. Now, so then it should follow that, let's say, one is Bali Shishis and she conceived, and then the husband of the Shishis died within 3 days, that he should have a din of a separate mamza. Now such a din is not mentioned. Now, there is a similar question is raised by the Yehuda in Simen Samachtes of the Veneza. There is a halacha that the Yevomo has to wait, that if someone dies and has no children, so before the Yovel can be Yavim, the Yevomo, he has to wait 3 months. Why? Because if he's Yavim within the 3 months, so he's a Sofik, maybe he'll be Pegeah, because maybe she is already Muveres. And if she is Muveres, so then she is not Skukal Yovel, so it's an Yisrael Vishesach. So she must wait 3 months before the yovel can be miyav. So the Buddha is the kashis in the Samachtes, a very interesting kashis. Now the Gemara says it's clear to Kazera, the skit can take 3 days. So how is she allowed immediately after 90 days? We should wait 93 days. If he's me having her immediately after 90 days on the 91st day, maybe she was moved, but she became moved. Let's say, I mean, the day when he died. Not the day he died, I mean, Borlel, the day he died, and she became new Beres
3 days
later. So, if someone is miyabim her, exactly 3 months later, so there is a possibility that she has a child, she'll have a child through the first husband, so maybe he's Pagia Bisarishasach. So if he's miyabim her after 3 months exactly, so it's a Sophikishasach. So the Yehuda says, I mean, that this kasha bothered him for a long, long time, and didn't see anyone should raise that kasha. And then he says, he's in Hadash Echides. And the Yehuda himself points out that he didn't see anyone saying it. He says that the reason is why the Yobim is allowed to be Yabim her 3 months later is because if in a case where she conceived, let's say 3 days after the death, of the husband. So the time when the husband died, then it was not mitzvah zera. In other words, there was not yet. So there was no fertilization as yet. So memele. So the posik. What's the aloche? Ubein nemlo. Ayin aloche. So the important question is whether at the time of misei tziyesh loben or ein loben. So if the zera was not mitzvah until 2 days after his death. So the time of the Misa is Beinelo. So even if she does conceive 2 days later, she still Skokalib. Because it's Beinelo. At that moment, it was Beinelo. It is Beinelo.
And according to his kiddush, it's impossible for someone to be Miyabim, a woman with a child.
Muberes. Yeah, in Hanat. Yeah, the big kiddush. Now, so then he says...
But why doesn't he have the kiddush also on every case, like on Gith?
No, so there is no kashe. He has this kashe here because there is aloche, he has the kashe, because in the kashe he assumes that as long as she will have a child through the dead husband, even though she'll conceive after, so then it's ben yeshlo. So that's why he has the kashe. But he doesn't have that kashe, regabe every yeshish, because there it doesn't matter, because the aloche that the blood, the yeshish, she's a mamzer, is not that if they are so removed, the couple, I mean,
I understand it, but the purpose of the Afkona will not be there, because we would still not know whether or not it's a Ben Zion to this one, a Ben Zion to the other one.
Oh, you mean that?
Yeah.
Oh, why doesn't he ask him in regard to every
issue of Afkona?
Well, there it's no such danger. Here, there is a big danger.
There's no Easter there, but you didn't accomplish anything there either, because now you still don't know whose child it is.
Well, it's in Chname, so in such a case, and that's an unusual case, I mean, that she should give birth at 7 months, because most of the time, the Kleita takes place, I mean, in the same day as the Bia, so it is, sometimes it happens that it takes 3 days, so Mele, it's a Govad Lishchiche, so the Chachomim will not chesh for it. But Ligabe, Yivome, there it's a question of Elisa Kovet, so the Chachomim should be chesh. This is the reason as to why the Nehuda has the Kashi. In reference to Yivome, not in reference to any Grusha or any Almoni. Now, so yes.
She has a child that died.
It all depends when the child died. If the child died before the father died, so then it's Ben Elo. If the child died after the father died, so it's Ben Yeshlo. Now, so there the Yehuda is Mechadesh, that if she conceives after the death of the husband, so she's Kukulim. So we can understand that. Why? Because there is a question. Ben Yeshlo or Ben Elo. So at the moment of Mise, it's Ben. It's been a lot. So maybe she's cooking it. But regarding the shishish, we don't have to worry when she comes in. because there it's not a halacha. That the Issa Kolas is only a simen to determine how far removed one mate is from the other. But it's the Issa Kolas, it's the Maisavira of the beer that affects the Mandeos. So Mamele, it doesn't matter, let's say, if the Shas beer she was an Issa she is, even if half an hour later she received the beer. So it doesn't matter. Why not? Because the Vlad is still a result of what? Of a beer of Kores. So Mamele, as long as the Vlad is the offspring of the beer of Kores, so the Vlad is a manga. It's not the aloche that if the Vlad was formed, in other words, at clayte, at fertilization, so then the Vlad comes into being. So the aloche is not that if when the Vlad comes into being, so there is an Issa Kores between the two mates. So the Vlad is a mamzer. There is no such aloche. It's the Maisavir, the Bio Asuro, that affects the Mamzeos. So if the Vlad is a result of a Bio Asuro, and the beer was Beisea, at the time of the beer she was an Ishishish, so the Vlad is a mamzer, even though at the time of fertilization she was not an Ishishish. And vice versa. Let's say that if someone is Mizanu with a Tnuyo, and half an hour after this news, she becomes married to someone, she's an Ishishish. At the time of the fertilization, she's already an Ishishish. So the Vlad will not be a mamzer. Because it's the Avere of the beer that affects the Mamzeus. Not the fact that he is a child of one who would be also with an Issa Kores to the mother. It's not the Simen. But it's the Bio Asuro that affects the Mamzeus.
It's not the Bio Asuro which is the Simen of Mamzeus. It's our character, Mamzeus, which is the Simen of the Bio Asuro.
The result. So Mamele, now if we were to assume that in case of artificial dissemination, so when the donor is another man, she is a married woman, so then the Vlad is a mamzer, so then we would have to say that in case of a Vlad that was conceived through a bio, and let's say the Bishas bio she was a Tnuyo, and then half an hour later she became a Shishish, the time of fertilization she's already a Shishish, so the Vlad would be a mamzer, and that's all. So it is obvious that where the donor is another man and the mother is a married woman, so the Vlad is not a mom. I don't know.
Which fail of the show?
I think he's talent. Not sure. Now, I'll maybe tell you a chance. Now the next question is, so there is no basis for assuming that the Vlad would be a mom. Now, next question is, what is that? According to the Beyeser. According to the sheet of the Beyeser. No, that's the Beyeser separation. They deal with another case. You see, that Darwin Luin, I mean, the Beyeser, I think, mentions the case of Misavu Bamba the two. Yeah. Rabbi Luin does not mention the case of Misavu Bamba the two. But of which is Yisroel Shenemso in Misavu. That's the case. Okay. So Rabbi Luin says that they do not have to be separated. The Gadiyasev says yes, but the Gadiyasev himself will conceive that he doesn't have to divorce her. That's the law. When does he have to divorce her if Yisroel was beast? So then the halacha is he has to divorce her even if he can't. That will mean
that
he can't remarry her, so he's dead. But in case what the Nisuyim will not be Yisrael, it's just false and Ensof and Sabo, so then it doesn't have to be Vosa, but they have to be separated, So the Amluim says no. Only with the whole Takon applies only to a case where the Nisuyim will be, but not to a case where the Nisuyim will be. Now the next question that arises is, suppose the donor himself is a man. That's right, you are. So I'm saying it again. Now, yes. I mean, you say, when you say, we don't know, what does the we mean? Who is the we?
doctor and the husband and the mouth.
The husband doesn't know in Echnami, but the doctor many times does know.
The doctor
many times knows, and if the doctor doesn't know, so there's an assistant in the medical school knows. He knows, because it's done, the suppliers of this specimen are exclusively medical students. And the practice is that only a medical student who has an IQ of at least 130 is competent to be a supplier. In other words, if he doesn't have an IQ of 130, he is not competent to be a supplier. And so the one that is in charge in the medical school, he knows.
I've been told that he knows who to supply the students, but he doesn't know who to supply this student. In other words, out of every class,
well, I don't know. Anyway.
That he knows 50 to supply, but he's...
All right. Anyway, whether he knows or he doesn't know, but the shyly is where we know, in the case where we know, that they don't know where the mom's at. Will the Vlad be a mom? That's the shyly. What is that?
No, because it's a good boy, so there's no question.
Yeah, but it's a boy, is a Jew. Yes, all right. I mean, you know, there's an adage, a mom's a cop, but the mom's has a good head. And you know, there is an adage.
Yeah,
and among the Jews, a mamzakok. In other words, that a mamza is very bright. And here there is a prerequisite. I mean, that one has to be done. So there's a reyesh to the cheshish. Anyway, but the question is, in the case where we know that the law is a mamza, a theoretical question. And then, it's negayah, so adarabe, so that makes it more complicated. If we don't know, so maybe we don't have the cheshish. That's right. So maybe we have to be vicious in every case. But the shaila is in the case where we know that the no is a mamza, whether the vlad is a mamza. So then it seems he certainly should be a mamza. According to the beish, well, the tashbat, that is kibnei l'chol dov, also there is yiches. So the halacha is that vlad hilecha chafo moshe b'shneim. Whether the father is a mamzer and the mother is not a mamzeres, or the mother is a mamzeres and the father is a kosher. So the halacha is Avlad Hilecha Hapomish B'Shneim. And if there is Yich, this does not depend upon Vieh, that's the halacha in Yiches. That Avlad Hilecha Hapomish B'Shneim. So even without Vieh, if any parent is a mamzer, so the Vlad is a mamzer. So according to the Bishmuel, the Tashbashite, so we certainly, if the don't know is a mamzer, so the Vlad is a mamzer. That's all I would call. The question arises, according to the Tash, Tass says that he's not his Yachis Acho, so he's not his father, only with Gabi Shia Bosom. So he's considered very scolded, but not with Gabi Yiches Kolatir Kule. So then we could say that according to the Tass, even if they don't know he's a mamzer, so the child is not a mamzer because he's not his father. If a mamzer is born, Albas Israel, so then he is his father. But here, according to Taz, he's not considered his father. We got the Yiches. Only got the Shia Boso, so there is COVID. So maybe the Vlad is not the Mamza. Now that has to be analyzed. There is a machlekes in the Gemara as to whether Akum ve'eved abo al bas Yisroel avlad mamzer or avlad kosher. We pasken that Akum ve'eved abo al bas Yisroel avlad kosher, even if the bas Yisroel is a shish. So the vlad is kosher. So there is, you know, it is taken for granted by so many and even by Rabbonim, and I really can't understand why they deal so slightly with such a matter. Actually, there is a machlekes v'sheni. Some v'sheni, many v'sheni say that a vlad kosher means the vlad is not a mamza, but he cannot marry Bas Yisroel unless he undergoes gels. and that's a sheet of Rashi in Dushin, that's a sheet of Rin in Yivomes, in Chiles, so the number of Rishayim, it could be that most Rishayim have the different view. I didn't count them up, I don't know, but there are many Rishayim. There are many Rishayim who say that Avrat Kosher, Avrat Kosher doesn't mean that he's Mutalov Likol, it means he's not a Mamzer. According to Mandom Avrat Mamzer, so he cannot marry Bas Yisrael. According to Avrat Kosher, he can marry Bas Yisrael, but he must undergo Gios. So that means, I mean, in America you have the child, and I saw so many rabbonim, I mean, and they don't even require that kind of a person, whether it's a boy or a girl, to undergo gales. So, of course, in such a matter, we should be machmir, so we should require him to undergo gales. Now, so Rashi says... But I know that so many rabbonim in America, so when such a shaila comes up, they say, let's say, girl like that. I know of a case in New York, a girl like that. So, a certain rabbi was not there. He didn't require her to undergo gales when it's a machlikas Hashem. I don't know how he can be making in such a matter. Now, anyway, there is a machlikas Hashem. So Rashi in Dushan also says that, Rimi Kosova Rabine, they are that some chess on the base. The Gemara, Rimi Kosova Rabine, come very above as his father, but Mamza Garcino, the Osama Shmin on the way. So Rashi says, in respect to the Mandoma, who says, Akuma Boa was his father, Mamza, the Osama Shmin on the way, shall be no way for Sari with Kehovim, the name of Kehovim, Vim is Gaia, you put on the call. Now that would be, according to Mandoma, that I'm like, Kosh, Elo Posa Israel is Shadin only. The Hivu Shabaveron Eilat, Havale Israel Possible Kishon, Eldim, Michel.
English.
Now, and also in the Vomes, this is Rashi Shite in English, but Rashi Shite in Preres is the counter. Rashi Shite in Preres is that according to Mandoma, Akum Vemed Abu Abbas Israel, and what kosher, so it means he's a kosher, he doesn't, he's Israel kosher, he doesn't need any girls. The Ri, however, in Preres and in the Vomes, they say, like Rashi in English, that Akum Vemed Abu Abbas Israel, what kosher means that he's not a mamzer, but he, in order to marry Bas Israel, he must undergo girls. Now, there is a Gemara, what is that? One second. He becomes a Jew. Oh, the one who says he's a Mamza certainly holds that he's a Jew. There is no Shiloh in Gabi Mandoma who says Mamza. The Machlokes Rishonim is in Gabi Mandoma who says Kosher. But the one who says, Akum Vemed Abu Abbas Israel of Mamza, certainly holds that he's a Jew. He's Israel Gomo. But the Vlad is a Mamza. Because Dushan is not Ephes, being an Akum in Israel. Now, there is a Gemara in Preret. Levio Preret of Mzayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Levio Shen Isabro Mine Eilet Yehovin, Bno Potam Heisloi, Ephely in Levio. A Basley conceived from a Goy. So the child that she gives birth to is Potam Heisloi. Now, the child has no father, but the aloche, the chiyuv of Pidyon is incumbent upon the father, and it's also incumbent upon the choyer himself.
When he becomes older.
Yeah, not upon the mother, but upon the son himself.
But the mother is a Leviye,
but the aloche is, if the mother is a Leviye, so he's but. Now here, there is no father at all. The Levi, but the mother is a Leviye, so he's but. He's father, so when he becomes bar mitzvah, he doesn't have to be paid himself. So the Gemara says, Loi teime, limando amare mizamine savlat. Not only is this true according to Mando Amar who says, a mizamine savlat. Hello, afilu limando amar. Afilu limando amar. Mizamin levipotli tre. So that took shot in Rishen. One shot is, Loi teime limando amare mizamine savlat means, the Mandoma who says Avrat Kosher, Emi Zami Sabah. So he certainly put that. In other words, the mother is a Levi and the child is a Avrat Kosher. Yeah. So certainly he should be put off being Abed. El Afil Mandoma Mizami, even called Mandoma, who says that he's a Mamzer. So then I could say that he should be Chuye. Why should I say? I mean, there is no logic. But anyway, this is how many of the Shinim explain it. How does the fact that he's a mamzer have any bearing at all? Even if he's a mamzer, but the mother is a real mother, so, and the mother is a levia. The levius of the mother is not divested by virtue of the fact that the father is a mamzer. But this is how they explain. He certainly put out this way. Even according to Mandoma, who says that the father is a mamzer, so the levi possible to eat. So he's a levi possible. And,
But
because it's still a lady. Now, then the Ri has another pshat. The Ri says the pshat is just the reverse. That the mandom are in Zamin, and the mandom are Ablad Mamza. The last, when the Ri, the mandom are in Zamin, that's not from Gimel in Givomes, and the Gimori is in Chere Dachem Zainam Dawit. So in the Ri, no, he says the pshat is just the reverse. The mandom are in Zamin, and the mandom are Ablad Mamza. The last was a little bit of Shadinos. Because there is a Gemara, So in Israel, Zuamo was taken away. But the Goyim belong to Asinai, so the Zuamo remains. So that's why the word Zuamo is applied to a Chovim. So Taisa says, Mandom are in Izamin, that Mandom are about Mamza, so then is Israel gone? So then certainly, he's part of his loy. So the body is about mamza. So he's a strong woman. He doesn't require any girl. So of course he's part of his loy. So he's a lady. A lady mamza. So then, when he undergoes Gerus, he's a Ger. Yeah. Of course, when a Goy is Misgaya, even if the Goy happens to be because Gershon is Gaya, So, even if the Ger was a Prohr while he was a Goy, but when he's Misgaya, he doesn't have to pay his loy, not because when he's possibly but because
he's a Ger.
But the Gemara says, so he's Potter of his loy because Lady Possible. Why? Because Levi possible, because he's a girl. And Levi isn't. What kind of a Levi is he? The Goy. The Goy is Miss Gaia. So how can he be Levi? What is it?
The Mamza is Israel
Gomer. The Mamza is Israel Gomer. No, there is a Mandoma who says, Akum Vievet Abor Bas Israel Abad Mamza. Why? Take the clause with Rabbi Akiva. No. So the Gemara says, the Mandoma who says, Akum Vievet Abor Bas Israel Abad Mamza, take the clause with Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Chayov Elavim, the blood is a mamza. So Mela Akum Vevet is also Chayov Elavim. Akum Vevet is also Chayov Elavim, so the blood is a mamza. Now, so it doesn't make sense. Now there is a Gemore in Kedushin. So it is obvious that even the Rishayim who say that Akum Vevet Abba Abbas Israel, so it doesn't mean that he's a good Gomor without Gomor. Because if he had been a good Gomor, it's a regular Gea, so it wouldn't be a living possible. It would be a Ger. The Gemara calls him Levi Possel, so he sees that he needs Gerus, but he's not a Goy Gomer without Gerus. He's a Yisrael, but still he needs Gerus. Kosher means in contrast to Mamza, that's what Kosher means. The Mishneh Daf Samach Tes in Kedushin says, Rav Tarfnei Meir, Yechili Mamzir Mitoya, Keitat Mamzer Shenoso Shifro, Avad Evet. If a mamzer married a shifro, so the vlad is an eved. Shichrei nimtzo haben ben chere. And the halacha is that lechatchile, a mamzer is allowed to marry a shifro. I mean, there isn't even an issa d'rabbanon. And why he won the chachomim, why did the chachom maser, in order to enable him to be mekayem. So the chataz din seems an obvious din. It seems on the surface, I mean, that it seems that no one could even be chilek. Because after all, if someone marries a shifro, whether he's a Yisroel kosher or a mamzer, doesn't make any difference. So if they have a child, so the child is nikra after the mother, I mean, but the father is no father. The biological father is no father of the thing. So Mimele, even though the biological father is a mamzer, but the child couldn't be a mamzer, because he's not, legally, he's not the father. But still, Rav Lezer is chelik. Rav Lezer says, Shichrei nimtza ben necherin. So Rav Lezer says, truly, the necherin he is. But then he's a mamzer. Not his both. Before the shichur, he's an erek,
he's a father,
mother, and the mamzer. After the shichur, so the avdus is poka, so he remains a mamzer. So the Gemara says, that's Rav Lezer. We pass like a town. Omer Rav Lezer, my time with the Rav Lezer. So Rav Lezer the Amore explains the time of Rav Lezer the Tani. The Omakro, Lei Holach HaChapsuri. In other words, that's the din of Abad Ilech HaChapsuri, should we say. How do we know the Aloche? Like this, we say, Mishpachas Av Kruyo Mishpocho, Mishpachas Eri Kruyo Mishpocho. So if the father is a Kayan, and the mother is a Bas Yisrael, so the child is a Kayan. But, and if the mother is a Bas Kayan, and the father is a Yisrael, so the child is a Yisrael, not a Kayan. Why? Because Mishpachas Av, Kruyo Mishpocho, Mishpachas Eri Kruyo Mishpocho, but that's Ligabe Mishpoche, Yichus Mishpoche. So the status of the father determines. But with Gabi Psulin, there is a Zasakosu that the child acquires the Psul of either parent. We know it's a great akosu. Lui, holach hachapsu. The child acquires the psul of either parent. So that's the time of Rebbe Lezer, who says that the child is Eved Mamza. Why?
Acquired both.
Acquired both. Because lui, holach hachapsu. The rabbonot. I mean, Rebbe Tarfon. Ha'u be Yisroel chinos ha-mamzer. When does the great akosu of lui, holach hachapsu apply in the case of Yisroel chinos ha-mamzer? Salt, right, ha-mine, lui, mishpichay, som, lui, beis, ha-beis, som, ksi. So in other words, so we got the psulim too. Only the psul of the the child should acquire the psul of the father, not of the mother. Yisroel chinos mamzeres. So the child should be a bat kosher because mishpachas of kruyim mishpocho. But it's what? So come ashmelon. It's a good way. That's a harapom ish vishnei. Also loy vaf. We have a lezer. La vaf al gav dikos af mishpachay som lebeis av eisom. Also loy av kein agadam. So what's the effect of the sakos loy hapsulay? That, in other words, the halacha of mishpachas af kruyim mishpocho does not apply that the child acquires the psul of his parent, hochename, afal gav dichziv, ho yisho vilo deo tiyel adineo. So, in other words, when the child is an evet, he's nigger after the mother, or se lo yavke. So still, the lay implies, hochapsuei, that despite of the fact that the child is nigger after the mother, and the child is an evet, but he still acquires the psul of the father, and the father is a mamza, so the child, even though he is an evet, but he's a mamza also. The Rabbono and Rav Tarfon call Vlad Vinei Shifat Nainis, give Vlad Vinei Behemodon. In other words, he's only nigger after the mother. And the psul of the father does not affect the child in any way. Now, there is no question that in the case of the Mamza Shenosa Shifo, that there is no yichis. The child is not yichis to the father. Let's say, if the child will be chayveo in the father, in the biological father, so he will not be chayveo. Now the Chayvi said there is no mitzvah in the Peirush, and he's not Chayvi to Udav. So why? Because he's not Nisiach Yisachon. Still Rav Lezer holds that the child is an Eved Mamzer, and even Lachash Nishtache, he still remains a Mamzer. So what is not Nisiach is? Because of the Zakotzer of Lei Olach Hapsulei. So according to Rav Lezer, we certainly see that the Zakotzer of Lei Olach Hapsulei implies that not even the halacha of Avad Lech HaPogish Neim is not based upon legal pedigree. It's the halacha that the child acquires the psul of either biological parent. If even though Al Pidin is not a parent, but that's the Gzeres HaKosov. That's the Gzeres HaKosov of Loyal HaHapsulei, that the child acquires the psul of either parent, either biological parent. Even though Al Pidin is not a parent. So it is obvious that this is the halacha according to Rav Lezer. Now, the shaila is, we don't pass like Rav Lezer, so the shaila is with Rav Tarfon. the parable says that Shichrein Tzabe Mechirin, the Vlad is only an Eved, he's not an Eved Mamzer. So he could say, on that question is the machlikes between Reb Lezer and Tal. Reb Lezer holds that it is supposed to go play all the Chapsule implies that the halachy of Havad Lechapogum is not even based upon legal pedigree. And even without Yiches, so the child can acquire the psul of the biological father of his parent even without Yiches. This is the view of Reb Lezer. But Reb Tal is here. No. The halachy of Havad Lechapogum is based upon legal pedigree. When can a child acquire the psul of his parent? Only if Al-Bedin, he's a parent. But if Al-Bedin is not a parent, so then he cannot acquire the psul of the parent. So on that point, there is a machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Tal. So of course we pass like Reb Tal. So then to follow that I'll be al-Pesach halacha. So the halacha of the din of Havad Lechapogum Shneyem is based upon pedigree, upon yiches. But it could be that just as according to Reb Lezer, so the halacha of Havad Lechapogum Shneyem is not based upon yiches. Without yiches, he can acquire the psul of his biological parent. So Reb Tal also agrees with the halacha. But Reb Tal is only chilek regarding mamzer shenosa shifro. Why? Because the Loshna Gemara is the Rabbonon called Vlad Bimei Shifrot Nainis ki Vlad Bimei Deim Adon. So it's a special halacha that the Vlad Shifrot Nainis is nigra after the mamzer. So that's only shayach regarding shifro, because it's a special halacha that it's nigra after the mother. Ho yisho vilo deo tiyel adinel. But it does not apply to any other case. Only regarding shifro. So Mimele, this is the pshat in the ring in Rashi and Dushin. Now, Rashi and Dushin in the ring in Yivomes, they both say, the Manoma who says, Akum Abu Abad, Israel Abad Kosher. So what does it mean Abad Kosher? In contrast, the Manoma says Abad Mamza. And he's not allowed to marry Abad Israel, because it's Abad Kosher. He is allowed to marry Abad Israel, but only after Gilz. After Gilz. But, he's Potter, Leviosh, and Sabo Menochi, so he's Potter of Pidi Abed. So no potam vinyabe. Why? Because he's a lady potam. So the question was, Moshe Shachma, if he was by a girl, that means he's a goy. If he's a goy, so when he's Mizgaya, he's a girl. So he's potter of face loin because he's a girl, not because he's a lady potam. The answer is, of course he's not a real goy. He's a Jew. Because the halacha is that when the mother is a Jew, so the Vlad is a Jew. But we find in Gabi Geri, we find such a counterpart, and such a halacha, that the child becomes a Yisrael, indeed, he is a Yisrael, but still, he is also loving the call. Now, there is a loch and the Shlisha Dvorim Nichnesu Yisrael Daftesi in Greek. The Shlisha Dvorim Nichnesu Yisrael Gris, in Mile Vatrasko. Mile, Tvila Kutesko. So, a Gea has to bring the call. And the Gemore in Gris says, that this man abayis, so it's the man abayis, so we motze lemeyal bikol ad yo bikol ad meisikol. That's the Loshna Gemara that says it. We motze lemeyal bikol. דף חס עומד בין, זה נכניס לסלז, אבו מחוץ לכפורן ואבו מבין לעזור עם כשגת, ואילו מחוץ לכפורן עזוב והעיר לדס והמסיר רב לזה ויעקב והמאגר מחוץ לכפורן עד שיעיר לכל אופדה Now what does מחוץ לכפורן mean? In other words, he's not allowed to one who is not allowed to eat in קודשים until he brings the call. Let's say like עזוב, עזוב והעיר לדס so until she brings the call, so she cannot partake of קודשים. So Tanakami mentions four מחוץ לכפורן, עזוב, עזוב והעיר לדס Gernat. So the Gemara, but Yaakov says Gernat is the Chuskapon. So the Gemara is the Kashi of Tanakam and my Tanakam is Tanakam. Why doesn't the Tanakam mention Gernat as one of the Chuskapon? So the Gemara says, Chikotone midem di Mishrele Mechel Bikodosh. Gernat iko maise kovm lach shure nafshele meil bikom. The Chuskapore means one who is a Yisrael Gomor. but he's not allowed to partake of kosher. Let's say Yildiz. Yildiz is not his favorite food. Of course, he's a favorite food. But it's halacha, special deal for kosher. A Yildiz, until she brings the korban that she is required, she cannot partake of kosher. So that is in chutz l'kapora. But yeah, it's not just legabe achilas kosher. It's the halacha that without the korban, his man abayis, so he cannot be male because. But of course, this man has a. The Mazi doesn't apply because it's just a kosher. Kochem tigel is a reseichem. So when is there a being? The Mazi is home only when there is the man of Midashkayim. But this man is a Midashkayim, so his nichmas metri is just with mile and tvile. But this man of Vais, so his nichmas metri is the mile tvile about to eskom. So it's not good. It's not mechus ha-kapore because it's lach shur enough to mile bikom. So the Shidim Kubetze says, he has another omen. So the Shidim Kubetze says, what does it mean a mile bikom until it brings the korban? He cannot marry Bati's wife. So in other words, we see, and the reason as to why he cannot marry Bati's wife is because Rigabi, loving the call, he's not a Jew yet. In other words, he's Manabite. He's Manabite. So in order to become a Yisroel Gomu, he needed three things. Mile, Tvile, and Kol. And if he had Mile and Tvile, so he is Yisroel Gabi Eben. Everything was in high volume. But Rigabi, loving the call, he was not the Yisroel as yet. He was not the Yisroel as yet until he offered the call. So we find such a thing. We find such a thing that one is a Gea, one is a Gea, Rigabi everything, but Rigabi, loving the call, he's not. Yeah. What does it mean, Rigabi, loving the call? That's an Yisrael, which is happening, is an Yisrael like any other Yisroel. So the chat is because the Goy and Akum is a psu call. Just as there is a psu call of Mamzer, so also there is a psu call of Akum. Of course, the psu call of Akum emanates from the love of Yitzchak. But it's not just an Issa. But it's a psu call, and Akum is a psu call. So a Goy, in order that this psu call of the Akum should be Poka, must bring it up. It's not about it. And until it brings the korban, so the psu kol of Akum is not poka. If the psu kol of Akum is not poka, so maybe the Yisrael will be discussed with him at once. But the halacha is that we gave the psu kol of Akum, so it's not poka until it brings the korban. So we have such a thing, that one can be a geah, we gave everything, but he still has the psu kol of Akum. So maybe Akum is a bad Yisrael, a bad kosher. What does a bad kosher mean? Of course he did you. Why? Because the mother is but there is aloha lei holacha chapsu. And we see that from Rebbe Lezer, that this aloha of Abadil Chabon Shibishneem is not based upon any yichid. Even that mamzer shenoso shifro, so the blood is a mamzer. Even though the father, the biological father, is legally not the father. So it's aloha Abadil Chabon Shibishneem, that the child acquires the psul of either parent, whether there is yichid or there is no yichid. And even, we said one way of interpreting Rav Tarpin, that Rav Tarpin himself also agrees that Aloha Vladil Hapavishneim is not based upon it. But Ligabi, Mamdash Nosa Shifro, so we say Vlad May Vimadovim. So that's especially the Zakosu for the Isha Vilode or Tila Dineo, that the Vlad of the Shifro is nigger after the mother. And the father has nothing to do with it. So that's only Ligabi Shifro. Ligabi Yakum Shebuah Bas Yisrael, true that insofar as Yiches is concerned, so there is only a yiches between the child and the mother, not between the child and the father. So he's not misyaches after the father. But just as Gabe the case of Mamza Shinosa Shifro, so the Blazer says that the blood is a mamzer, even though he's not his father, because it's not based on yiches. He can acquire the psul of his parent. The father, the Akum, he has the psul call. So the psukol of the father is acquired by the blood with the Yisrael. So what is his status? He is Yisrael, respects everything, but he has the psukol of the father. He has the psukol of Akum. So we got the call is Osa. And how can he be mafkia? With Deus, just as the father. How will the father be mafkia? So he too, except that the father is a goy gomo. And he is a Yisrael. He only has the psukol of an Akum. He only has the psukol of an Akum. I use the problem as a marshal on it. As a marshal, there is such a thing that it can be Israel and still have the psukol of Nakum. But you would need Gairus. Yes, Mila and Tfilin. Mila and Tfilin best. Mila and Tfilin best. But of course, Kabbalah Smith says he wouldn't require because he's a Holy Mitzvah anyway. He got everything. So he doesn't need any Kabbalah Smith. But Mila and Tfilin he would require because he's Israel. He only acquires the psukol of the Father. That's the psukol of Dako.
The Mila didn't require that to be Lashem Geirus, though.
What is that? The Mila would be Lashem Geirus. Yeah, Lashem Geirus. Now, such a child, whether he would need that office d'ambrit, now here we could be made of. Now we're not discussing the question of Deus now. Here we can be made of. Because many of the Shanim say that if a girl is retired to Shurumo, so then without that office d'ambrit, he can become a Jew with fulfilling. There are some Rishonim say that Gershon is Gaya Tishumo, Gershon is Gaya Tishumo, so then he needs a cover of this. Then there is another Shite. Many Rishonim say, Mili Tigmori Yuvomets, Mili Tavul Chari. So many Rishonim say that the Mile does not have to be Rishon here with that. It must be Rishon Yadus. The Tvile, I mean, that Gemora is reference to Tvile. The Tvile does not have to be Rishon Deus. If the Tvile was not Rishon Deus, but the Tvile was Rishon Kari, Rishon Tvila's Kari, so it's a Tvile of guilt. In other words, suppose someone was Nizgaya Beinu Levinatsvi. Nizgaya Beinu Levinatsvi, so he did not become a ger. But then there was later, while he was under the impression that he was already a Jew, he was Kevel Bifnei Shlei Sholikari. So most Rishonim say that the Tefillah is a good Tefillah of Deus, even though he had a Kavone Lishim Kariye, but it's not the Halochet. That it has to be Tfilah of Geirus. It has to be in order that the Tfilah should be a Tfilah of Geirus, in order that the Tfilah should be capable of affecting Geirus, it must be a Tfilah Mishem Yadus. Of course, if somebody invests himself in the Mikveh because he wants to wash himself, so it's no Tfilah at all. But if the Tfilah is Mishem Yadus, in other words, he stay there. The Kariye, even though he was not Mechavah in Mishem Geirus, so it's a good Tfilah. The Rif and the Rambam have another Pshat. Milo Yitzhak Mishem Geirus, now it's Israel. In other words, even though originally he did not become a ger, but we have seen him many times to be Tevel Mishem Geirus, in other words, Meich Minakayudim, so it's a riot that he did undergo Geirus, except that we didn't see it. So it's only it's a riot. So that was a policy of the Rambam, so that Tevel has to be Mishem Geirus. The Tevel has to be Mishem Geirus. So Memela in this case, so, what most Rishonim hold, that the Tfilah in order to be a Tfilah of Geirus does not have to be Rishon Geirus, as long as it is Rishon Yadus. So in case of Akum Ve'evet Avua Bas Yisroel. So according to most Rishonim, the Vlad of the Kosher doesn't even require Geirus in order to marry Bas Yisroel. But there is a Shita of Kasha, it is in the Shita of Devin in Gomez, that Vlad Kosher means he can marry Bas Yisroel, but Geirus he requires. But suppose, let's say, there was Mila, and the Mila was Rishon Yadus, in other words, they were Malim, as a Jew. Usually, I mean, there was Mila there. So too, in any other case where a girl Mo comes to be Misgaya, so we require a matter of Zambris. But in this case, according to many Rishonim, so he doesn't require any Geirus at all. A Geirus at all. And even according to Shita of Rashi and the Tesis, that what Kosher means is Mutter to marry Bas Yisroel, but only after Geirus. But there was already a Mile. The Mile was not Lishem Geirus, the Mile was Lishem Yadus, Lishem Milas Yisroel. But according to most Rishonim, so that's the Gemara of Mile, it's over Lishem Kariye. In other words, the Tfilah, in order to be a Tfilah of Geirus, does not have to be a Tfilah of Shem Geirus. Even if it's a Tfilah of Shem Tfilah Skeri, Shem Yadus. So we do not have to be Chesheish, I mean, for so many Shittes. What? In other words, if a Mila did not take place yet.
No, when it took place.
What is that? Well, many of the Shemim say that Mila does not require place. Yes, if there was a Mila, so I think we could be making him. But we should require him to undergo Tfilah, that we should require. We should go with the best. What? Yeah. You mean Akum Vevet, the Vlad of Akum Vevet, Abba Vatsuot?
An ordinary gear. Gear comes to the
Vevet,
who is guiding. Yeah. And we put it by the Vevet. Yeah. And
oh, you mean by Goy?
By Goy.
Then, if the Mila took place of the Goy, so then, so even in the case of Akum Ve'evet, Ha'abor Bas Yisroel, I would say that he should have a total loss. But where the Mila took place, I mean a real Mila, except that it wasn't, that it was not Dalshim Geos, it was done with Shem Yadus. So then I wouldn't say, I wouldn't require, I mean, that of some peace. All right, anyway, no, so that's the shit. But this is not,
I'm
not discussing now the morning gales.
This is our law today, though. This is our space on my bike is from China.
That's I can't understand why many rabbonis in such a child comes up that do not require gales. And after all, I mean, it does not involve any hardship. I mean, what is there? I mean, we certainly can be made to without a couple of dumbbells. So all that has to be done is
to
be made
to without a couple of dumbbells.
In such a case, yes.
Well,
there was a miracle. The usual case.
What if it wasn't a miracle of the shame yard?
Once again, then
it was a miracle of the shame yard.
The point is that in most of these cases, it's not for shame yard.
In many of these cases, most of these cases, there is a miracle of the shame yard. There is a miracle of the shame yard. But it's not for shame yard. But if there was no Milishim Yadus, then he should undergo out of something. Alright, so, now, let's return. One second. Now, let's return to this area. So, the Shita of Akum Vered Abor Esfer Lav Kosher. So, the Gemara says, he requires Gaelus, according to the Rian Rashi Dush. But the Gemara says, Levi Fosli, the answer is, the Vlad is the Israel, because the mother is the Israelis. But, there is a Lohe of Avlad Lechach HaPomish HaMishneyem. And regardless, the Lohe of Avlad Lechach HaMishneyem, so we do not have to resort to Yichetz. In other words, it's not based upon Yichetz. In other words, we see that the child adopts the psul of his parent in Goal Pidin is not Mishyaga Zachor. And even Rav Tarf, who is Chayli Kangabla there, so it's only because by Shifro, there is a special Yosakosu, or by Yisho, by Yodeh, or Tila Adeneo, that the blood is Mikra after the mother completely. But, Abbe, Yakum, Verita, Babas, Israel, so too the child is Israel. But the father has the psul call of an Akum. So then the child, while he's Israel, he still acquires the psukol of an akum. In order to get rid of that psukol, so he has to be Migaya. But it's only in order to be matkia the psukol. But in respect to everything else, he's Israel Gomu. He's Israel Gomu. So Mele, we cannot say he's put up in Abel because he's a girl. No, he's born a Jew. But Levi Possel, he has the psukol of an akum. So in order to marry Bas Israel, he needs Gaelus. He needs Gaelus. Now, we start to tell what is the no is a mamza. So of course according to the Bishmuel, so of course the child is a mamza. How would it be according to the task? Without Yiches, there is a loch of a battle of a Pogish Mishneyev. So even according to the task, the word is the no is a mamza, so the Vlad is a mamza. The Vlad is a mamza. Yes. Now,
what about in some case where you don't know
so that will discuss Monday morning. That will discuss Monday morning. 11 o'clock already. Stump case. In other words, whether we can rely that it's an akum, I mean, and there's no mamzer, we have to face it. So that will discuss Monday morning. And then after that, so just for about 50 minutes, we'll discuss that. That's the last child that we have to discuss in connection with our official information. In stump case, it's not no. So are we to the
case?
Maybe. So if it's a goy, so they certainly not one. But then, according to what I said now, from the point of view of Rav, so the nor is a goy. If the nor is a goy, so according to Rashi Shite,
so
the Mary Bas Yisrael is Geos, so it's Geos. And we have to be facing whether it's a mamza or not. That will make it very complicated. So that we'll discuss Monday morning. But just for 50 minutes, because I'm through with almost every question that's about that, then we'll proceed with the discussion of autopsy. Autopsy. All right, so it's 5 days, right? So autopsy. So in other words, for autopsy. So the materials in the Gemara are two. The Gemara in Chum, Daf Yud Gimel. Gemara says no and the last number is a rope. So Gemara deduces that from the Halacha. The Chitzeiach is Chayev. Leichu Shemot Teivu. So Gemara says the Chitzeiach is Nidker. So Nivra. And then the Gemara in Borobas Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. The Maaseh of Bnei Brak. From Dalet on Dalet, then continuously to cook from Dalet on
the
day.
He would say that if Shaw is there, it would only be Mudda Bederafiyah, is that it? Only Bederafiyah.
But there's a high from the morning woman.
Is there anything that we can do to start from 9 o'clock? We have to discuss